There are so many bees. There are more species of bees in the Washington than there are birds. So you're going to see something on that flower and it might be a metallic green. You'll say, oh, that's not a bee, it's green. No. There are green bees, there are striped bees, there are many black bees that look like little flying ants. So I don't even worry about what it looks like. I get up close and say, does it have pollen? If it has pollen, it's a native bee, and or a honeybee. Honeybee is a non-native. If you're walking along and you see some bees, you think to yourself, oh, I'm in an area where there's bees. And then you might wonder, where do they live? Almost all of those bees live in the ground. 70% of our bees live in the ground. It's very hard to find a bee nest, but that's where they are. What you're looking for is a hole smaller than a pencil. And what that hole will be is a nest chamber. And the female bee will crawl down that hole, maybe 10 inches, and she'll brush all that pollen that she has stuck to her body. She'll brush it off and she'll make a ball. And then eventually she'll lay an egg on top of that ball. And that baby egg will hatch and eat all that pollen. So that's what you're looking for. Well, why don't bees sting? Native bees don't sting because they have little tiny nests, meaning they have one female and 10 eggs. The insects that sting have giant nests, like the non-native honeybee, which could have 3,000, or a wasp, or a yellow jacket. Those aren't bees. But they have huge nests. They've got thousands of babies. So if you're stomping along on the ground and you stomp on their hole, they come up and say, oh my gosh, somebody's going to try and kill all my 10,000 babies. And so, of course, they have an aggressive response. But if you walk along in a hole of a native bee, there's only one adult female and 8 eggs. They can sting, but they don't. They're just not aggressive because they don't have to protect 7 eggs like a wasp would have to protect 10,000. So don't be worried about it. Don't be worried. Here's another thing. When bees do try and protect themselves, it's either because they're getting injured, like I say, you might step on it or something by accident, or your dog would eat an apple and there's a bee on it. That would get them a sting. But they don't sting when they're not by their nest. They sting when they're protecting their nest. And what you're looking for is flowers. So you've got this yellow jacket. They nest in the ground and they've got real big hives by the end of summer, could have 10,000. And that all of the yellow jackets in a half mile or a mile radius, they're all right there. So if a predator comes to that spot, that's a big impact on the population. If they come and they find that ground nesting bee, that's not the only one in a half mile. There are hundreds of them. So it just has a small impact. So evolutionarily, the big hives, they have to be aggressive because if you find their babies, you really, their population takes a hit. You've got 80% of the bees in that area or the wasps in that area if you find that one cache. Whereas if you find the solitary bee, you've got less than 1% of the bees. That's the thinking behind the hive hypothesis.